It's time for Thought for the Day on Radio Cracker.
Today's Thought for the Day is brought to us by Thomas McKillen.
The land of Israel and the surrounding area has been in the news in recent weeks. Many people have been saddened by the awful events happening there. Indeed, some have been gripped by fear and worry as they think of what might take place, and rightly so. Did you know that thousands of years ago, in the days of the Old Testament part of the Bible, Israel was also a troubled land? In the Bible book 2 Kings, God tells us of a time when he sent enemies against Israel because they had sinned. They had rejected God and disobeyed his commandments. The amazing thing is, the Bible tells us in 2 Kings chapter 13 and verse 23 that in it all, despite their sin and their disobedience to God, he was gracious unto them and had compassion on them. Yes, God that they had sinned against. Yes, God that must and did punish their sin was also a God of love and tenderness toward these sinful people. Do you know what it tells us in 2 Kings chapter 13 and verse 5? It says that God sent unto them a Saviour, a man to fight for them and to deliver them from their enemies. What an amazing God they had. But wait, doesn't that sound a lot like us? The Bible says that we are all sinners, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. The Bible says that God must and will punish sin, our sin, eternally. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God, John chapter 3, verse 3. That means, because of our sin, heaven's gate is closed and we are outside. The saddest part is that if we never have our sins removed, we'll be outside heaven forever, and surely no one wants that. Back in those Old Testament days, it tells us that God was kind and gracious to them and sent them a Saviour. What has God done for us? Is he still kind and gracious to sinners like us? What was it that the angels announced to the shepherds that wonderful night on the hills above Bethlehem, when Mary had brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger? What does the Bible tell us that they said? For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. Not just a man sent to defeat enemies, but God's Son come into this world from heaven to save us from our sins. Yes, God's only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, himself God, but become a real man. He is God, so he had no sin, and willingly he came to take away the sin of the world. That's the story of God's great love for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John chapter 3, verse 16. So this Christmas time, as you think about the coming into the world of God's Son, remember, he didn't just come to live. No, he came to die on the cross, to be punished by God for the sin of the world, to finish the work that he might be our Saviour, that he could be your Saviour. Yes, you can trust him and know peace with God and be sure of heaven when life is over. Now that's something well worth having this Christmas time.